Father God, I ask you to bring conviction on us tonight. You've shown that the ones that most need your message are often more likely to deceive ourselves that we don't need it so much. Lord, this is for us here tonight, Lord. If we're old enough to understand these words, and if we're willing to hear you, ask that your Holy Spirit would work in us, Lord, in our hearts, to purify us, to fit us for heaven. I beg you in the name of Christ, my Redeemer. Amen. How can we be glad for our errors to be exposed? Is that possible? Our responses to being exposed will reveal our heart. What will you do when the Bible commands you to do something you don't believe is right or something you don't want to do? Your response and my response will reveal our true character.
Amen.
You are an example to others, so what are you teaching? The heart is deceitful above all things, your heart, my heart. Do you think you're exempt? Although you may exempt yourself from God's grace, mercy, forbearance, compassion, patience, you cannot exempt yourself from God's judgment. Let's look at the gentleness. In 2 Samuel 22 and Psalm 18, I read, "Thy gentleness hath made me great." Okay, who wrote that? David in both places, right? The soft boy who had pet sheep and wrote poetry? No, that's the wrong picture. This is David who had to stay in the far pasture in all weather to protect his family's livestock from wolves, lions, and bears. David who killed a lion and a bear, not with his rifle or bow, but club or stick. David who couldn't roam in pursuit of the wolves, lions, or bears, or even find a spot to lie in wait for them, but had to continually tend the wander-prone, tender sheep and lambs. If he chased this wolf, the other wolf, what other wolf will seize the lambs of opportunity? Responsible David. Caretaker David. In 1 Samuel 13 and Acts 13, David is called a man after God's own heart. Do you want that to be a true description of you? Do you want God to say of you that you are a person after His own heart? How gentle was David with Uriah? Godly Uriah, who, when summoned from the battlefront to the palace to give a report to the king, wouldn't sleep in his own bed because of his compassion for the other soldiers. Still away from home, at the battlefront, facing the enemy, outside in the weather. And you know how David, still trying to cover his sin, coldly commanded for Uriah to be killed. Where's the part where God smashes this wicked David? Just wait. The Lord sent Nathan unto David, and he came unto him and said unto him, "There were two men in one city, the one rich and the other poor. The rich man had exceeding many flocks and herds, but the poor man had nothing save one little ewe lamb, which he had bought and nourished up, and it grew up together with him and with his children. It did eat of his own meat and drink of his own cup and lay in his bosom and was unto him as a daughter. And there came a traveler unto the rich man, and he spared to take of his own flock and of his own herd to dress for the wayfaring man that was coming to him, but took the poor man's lamb and dressed it for the man that was come to him." It's 2 Samuel 12. You see, God and Nathan talking to this former shepherd about a lamb. David's anger was greatly kindled against the man. He said to Nathan, "As the Lord liveth, the man that hath done this thing shall surely die. And he shall restore the lamb fourfold, because he did this thing, and because he had no pity." Nathan said to David, "Thou art the man. Thus saith the Lord God of Israel, I anointed thee king over Israel, and I delivered thee out of the hand of Saul, And I gave thee thy master's house and thy master's wives into thy bosom, and gave thee the house of Israel and of Judah. And if that had been too little, I would moreover have given unto thee such and such things. Wherefore hast thou despised the commandment of the Lord to do evil in his sight? Thou hast killed Uriah the Hittite with the sword, and hast taken his wife to be thy wife, and hast slain him with the sword of the children of Ammon. Now therefore the sword shall never depart from thine house, because thou hast despised me, and hast taken the wife of Uriah the Hittite to be thy wife. Thus saith the Lord, behold, I will raise up evil against thee out of thine own house, and I will take thy wives before thine eyes, and give them unto thy neighbor, and he shall lie with thy wives in the sight of this son. For thou didst it secretly, but I will do this thing before all Israel and before the sun. And David said unto Nathan, I have sinned against the Lord. Nathan said unto David, the Lord also hath put away thy sin. Thou shalt not die, as he deserved. Howbeit, because by this deed thou hast given great occasion to the enemies of the Lord to blaspheme, the child also that is born unto thee shall surely die. Now picture convicted David in his kingly robes, now seeing his own guilt, seeing Uriah as a sheep and himself as the wolf. Did you see gentle God? Whom the Lord loveth, he correcteth, even as a father the son in whom he delighteth. Did you see teachable David? Ezra in chapters 9 and 10 mentions those who tremble at the word of God. And Isaiah 66 says, to this man will I look, even to him that is poor and of a contrite spirit, and trembleth at my word. If David hadn't submitted to God's rebuke, what do you think would have happened? Proverbs 29:1 tells us, he that being often reproved hardeneth his neck shall suddenly be destroyed, and that without remedy.
Right.
Despise not the chastening of the Lord, neither be weary of his correction, nor faint when thou art rebuked of him. Did David reap just as God promised? Yes, he did. David reaped and reaped and reaped. Was David an overcomer? You get a look at that and look at his life and his choices, his responses, and see how David finished. And consider if you want to be an overcomer, and how you're going to respond when God shows you something.
Amen.
I believe the scripture shows us that if people don't want to hear, to some degree God will stop bothering them, their conscience will be seared. You want to have the right response to God teaching you.
Amen.
Thank you.